Yeah, I'm drunk again. I celebrating my best friend's birthday, and like I get some beers and some vodka, some Long Island iced tea, and yeah, it's good time, good time. Yeah. Had to record this Paleobites patron recorded message, and I've already done one that's drunk, but I thought I'd do one again. And you know, I mean, if we do this kind of thing over and over and over and over and over, I have a Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for the podcast Paleodites, where we discuss pop culture. about prehistoric animals. And last month we talked about Godzilla Minus One, and this month we're talking about the Google Chrome. Yeah, the internet browser. I said what I said. So last month, Godzilla Minus One, really, really good. The Godzilla movies, they did good. Good job, Japan, you did good. And then Google Chrome. Good job. I was about to say Bill Gates, but this is Microsoft. He did Edge, and no one uses Edge. The link is in the description. But you can sign up to the Patreon for your support. And have a good day.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that'll soon get arrested by the Triceracops.
Triceracops. Don't arrest me, officer.
They're not the horny police, are they?
No. That's the Pentaceracops, I guess. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week on a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it giant star mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, back once more from his time adventures, it's Lawrence Mack.
Hey! I was finally back from visiting some dinosaurs of my own. Yeah, I was arrested by the Triceracops for a while, and they kept me away from my machine, so that's what took so long.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Did you say, were you molested by the Triceracops?
I was arrested.
Arrested? What is wrong with my mind?
I mean, I could have been molested by him, too,
That's more like the priests. One of the priests.
Right, exactly.
The Triceratops priest. That doesn't work.
Triceratops.
Triceratops. There's a Poplosaurus. There's a Poplosaurus.
Yeah.
So, the Poplosaurus are a group of, I think, crocodilian-like dinosaurs in the Triassic. So.
Exactly. They're totally the pedos.
Yeah, exactly. I saw this SNL thing where it was like they're doing the joke swap or something, and then it was like the Pope has said that they're going to tackle this priest molesting kids issue head on, as opposed to how they normally do it, which is face down ass up. And I'm like, goodness. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Also, Colin Jost is married to Scarlett Johansson. So,
oh, really?
So, like, Michael Shane also makes some mean jokes about that.
Yeah.
It's like, they're doing something in the theater that'll finally make me able to watch all my wife's dumb dramas or something.
Some dramas. just go watch her in the vendors. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, she's dead, though. She had her movie, and then now, and then.
That's true.
When, yeah, there she goes.
Now she's just gone.
Yep, now she's gone. Unless she comes back for Secret Wars, which probably everyone's going to come back for Secret Wars.
Right.
Everyone's setting themselves up for disappointment, if expecting everyone to come back in Secret Wars.
Exactly. It'd just be some, like, hollow program of them or something.
Yeah,
for
like Iron Man AI or something.
Yeah.
And not AI like, you know, Jarvis. I'm talking about AI like, you know, the ones that are threatening all our jobs, you know?
Oh,
the
gotcha,
ones that are turking our gerbs.
Jarvis? I mean, not Jarvis. Yeah. Ultron. Oh, my God.
Ultron, yes.
Ultron area, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that in the current day are turking our gerbs, you know?
Right, yeah, turking our gerbs. Unless if you just want to be a self-checkout person for the rest of your life.
I mean, look, I'm fine with that.
Like, yeah, exactly. If only I paid for it.
You know, I'm not totally against AI. I know some people are. Some artists are like, any use of AI should be reprimanded to the highest degree. I'm like, okay, calm down.
Right.
But, like, I've heard a quote, and I think this is true. Like, people aren't going to lose their jobs from AI. They're going to lose their jobs to people that are going to use AI.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, if you're not willing to work with it, out you go. Because it, yeah, it does... Look, there's some things that are unethical with it. Of course, obviously, like putting Taylor Swift's body on a nude CGI, you know?
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, no, don't do that. That's great.
Yeah.
But, like... But I don't know. It's cool. I think there's cool,
right?
cool stuff
yeah.
to it. And like finish and for finishing up stuff. I don't know. Like not like full artwork itself, but like stuff that like busy work. I think it'd be really good at
exactly.
that. I think Across the Spider-Verse used AI for some of that.
Oh really?
I think I read that they used for some of the busy work to help it go by quicker.
You know? Yeah, so. That makes sense for busy work stuff like that and things. Yeah, you know, and.
So speaking of AI, we're talking about a dinosaur that has AI as its second two letters.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
So smooth, but a text interrupted me. So.
It was just a speed bump, that's all.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, I'm going to leave that in, though, because it's good for it to be so unsmooth. Like, nail the landing, but then something else comes in.
Right, exactly.
So, speaking of nail the landing, it's like, you know, Myosaurus was the first dinosaur to go into space, so...
Really?
Yes, they brought a skull in space.
My goodness. Why did they pick that one?
For giggles.
Just
for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Myosaurus, though, as we... I should say, not Myosaurus. It means good mother lizard. That's what the is for. It is the first dinosaur that we found evidence of, like, it being with its eggs and, you know, like, taking care of the babies. Type of Saurolophine hadrosaurid, a ductile dinosaur that didn't have crests, although some of them might have had small ones like Edmontosaurus. So what's the consistency? I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Can you imagine being the first, like, you know, in 100 million years, and they're digging up humans, and they're trying to figure out the different species, and they're like, oh, this one human was took care of its babies very well. We'll name them Mom.
Oh, well, they do. All the records we have of comments on comic forums seem to have the term mother on them a lot. So, like, it's... Or mommy. So
mommy.
It makes it... Mothers are very important to them. So.
Yeah. Except, you know, apparently there are some they just really don't like. I think they call them MILFs or something.
Yeah, no. But it's weird. MILF used to be a thing, and now it's just good old mommy. Even if they're not
exactly.
even a mother, it's like... I don't like it. I mean, look, I'm becoming an old man who doesn't get the new...
Right.
slang, but mommy is just for some reason I get daddy. Maybe it's the patriarchy though.
Exactly.
But like, I get when people say daddy.
That's the sexism in it.
Yeah, but no, mommy is just
right.
Makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why. But anyways, on that note, it was.
Do you think she'd be interested in being called mommy? Could just call him mommy dinosaur.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right?
It is an herbivore, so
yeah.
I don't know how that's related, but it was just me trying to go.
Yep. Mommy wants to make you eat your vegetables.
Of course she does. That's why you go to grandmother's. Grandmother gets you cookies. Mother makes you eat your vegetables.
Exactly.
That's why grandparents are cooler than parents.
Yeah.
Time, Late Cretaceous, 77 to 75 million years ago. Location, like the law ones I talk about with you, Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada.
Represent, even though it's not where you're from, right?
No. Been there a lot. Not where I'm from.
Yeah. Described in 1979, pop culture appearances, The Land Before Time, Dinosaur Train, the Jurassic Park book, Jurassic World Alive, Jurassic World the Game, Jurassic World Evolution, and it was supposed to be in Disney's Dinosaur, but was cut, although you can find it in concept art.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, probably looked too similar to the Iguanodons, I guess, but...
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Just getting confused.
Yeah, but so Myosaurus, it's a classic one to dinosaur nerds, I think. Maybe the general public doesn't know about it too much. But or maybe they do. I don't know. I feel like maybe they would. Is this one? Sometimes I don't know which ones the general public knows and which ones don't. Like, this one's a classic to me. Like Myosaurus, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's one of them. And they're like, blah, blah, blah.
You make a street smarts type of episode of Paleobites where you just go out and like talk to random people, see how common some of these dinosaurs really
are. Yeah, it's like, you know, Myosaurus. It's like, no, I'll give, you're a Sora.
Right.
No, it's like, no, Myosaurus.
What to Maya? What?
I don't know where you're a Sora is. I know where Myosaurus is.
Exactly. People just give you the weirdest looks.
Yeah. All right. So apparently what happened was the given genus name is referring to the finding of eggs, embryos, and juveniles in a nest-like structure in 1978, relatively close to the holotype specimen, and there were 15 juvenile dinosaurs in close proximity to adults, showed the first instances of parental and social behavior in dinosaurs. It allowed for interpretations such as that Maiasaura fed its young while they were in the nest. And further work in this area led to the discovery of more dinosaur eggs, leading to the area being named Egg Mountain. Hundreds of bones of Maiasaura have been dug up here in Egg Mountain. I think I've heard of Egg Mountain.
What if we have this so totally wrong and they actually fed on their young?
Oh, yeah.
They just gathered, they're all like graveyards
or something.
Except they make omelets. They're very omelet heavy species.
It's like a reverse oviraptor.
It's
like we think it's
eat their own.
It's like we think that they were taking care of the eggs. No, they're stealing the eggs.
Exactly. These eggs are all different types of dinosaurs that they stole.
The double standard, I swear. Oviraptor, they found it on a nest of eggs, and they immediately assumed it was Protoceratops eggs, because how dare that dirty oviraptor
be a good mother. That oviraptor is just trying to be a good stepmommy.
No. Yeah, exactly. But it turns out it wasn't even Protoceratops eggs, it was oviraptor eggs. So, but they didn't even assume that. That didn't cross their minds.
Right?
Like,
exactly.
How dare that? Meanwhile, all these Maiasaura, like, oh, of course it's stone. It's very nice, gentle, sweet. You know, it's like double standard.
This dinosaur seems like a mommy dinosaur, so
yeah, I guess that's true. Mommy can get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Mommy can do whatever she likes.
Exactly.
Maiasaura is in the tribe of what tribe? That's an interesting terminology. Is there a chief?
Right.
It's the tribe Brachylophosaurin. Saurini, along with the related taxus, Brachylophosaurus, Brachylophosaurus, Acristavis, another Brachylophosaurus, and Ornithops.
Ornithops.
You ever realize that there, you ever have the idea, thought that there just might be just a bit too many dinosaurs?
Yeah, maybe. At some point, it's like, are they really doing new dinosaurs?
Yeah.
So they just want to come up with a weird new name?
Maybe like, Jack Horner's on to something, huh?
Right?
No. What would I say?
No, yeah, don't go that far.
Look at this. Like, Willinakidge Cicernosaurus? I think I've heard of that one. I think that one was in Dinosaur Planet. Griposaurus? I have a gripe with that saurus.
Right? is it that there are so many dinosaurs with different names, or did Tolkien just name a bunch of elves and we just confuse them for dinosaur
types?
That
is true. Well, have you heard that thing? It's like that quiz that you can find online that's like Lord of the Rings elf, Lord of the Rings character, or antidepressant?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Glorfindel.
Yeah. I got my daily dose of Arwen this morning.
Galadriel.
Yeah.
Versus my Sertraline, or like.
Exactly. And then, you know, I went and watched some Lord of the Rings and saw Elrond's daughter, Prozac.
Prozac. Henry. Yep. I know Henry.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm recording at my house, and the dog wants to join here.
Henry wants to be your news co-host.
He's like, I heard someone say something about mommy.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not a mommy you could breastfeed.
Yes,
there's no different
type of
there's
mommy.
No Maiasaura teat as far as we know.
As far as we know, maybe there could have been.
There could have been. Maybe
exactly.
They were the only dinosaurs with mammaries.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe not, you know, boobs, but some birds do have a milk-like substance. There's like three birds that give milk.
See?
So maybe Maiasaura.
Maybe you're on to something. That's why
she's
called Maiasaura, because
she's got milk.
She was mommy dinosaur.
It makes me think of like, what if it was like the mother of like Greek mythology, like Gaia, instead of Maiasaura, it's Gaiasaura.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Almost like there's an etymology for all this, where it's like, where they all kind of come from the same sort of thing, so.
Yeah, almost as if languages and...
You know, Maya is also the name, speaking of Lord of the Rings, of like, I think, or the Maiar.
Oh, yeah, the Maiar, yeah.
Or like what Gandalf is. And also,
yeah.
I think, what the Balrog is, too.
Yeah, and Sauron.
And Sauron.
All the same, yeah.
They're just angels.
Yeah.
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 I know some people were like, are they aliens? Is this aliens Lord of the Rings? I'm like, no, it's not that kind of universe.
No, more religious type thing.
Yeah.
More deity based.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Jack Horner, he's one of the guys who described Maiasaura, so.
Oh, really?
Maybe it's not mommy. Maybe. Concerning, have you seen the controversies Jack Horner has done recently? He's been Me Too'd, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he takes advantage of young female interns.
Why is that not surprising?
Yeah. Horner! More like, corny, but
exactly. That would explain why I named it Mommy-saurus.
Yeah. Yeah, Exactly.
Yeah.
But he had a beef with Pachycephalosaurus. Well, no, he liked Pachycephalosaurus too much. He was like absolving Pachycephalosaurus as Pac-Manning Hulk, Draco Rex, and Stinky Moloch to become its own thing.
Yeah. Eat all the ghosts of the... Yep. Or the yes.
Why are you pawing, Henry?
He just wants more pets.
He does want more pets.
Exactly.
He wants more pets from mommy. But...
Does that make me mommy?
Yeah, you're a mommy. I mean, you're the overlord of dinosaurs, so...
I guess that's true. I guess that makes me the ultimate mommy dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know how I feel about that.
Look, take the title with honor and grace, I say.
Like all mothers do.
Exactly. So, studies of Myasaura by some paleontologists have also suggested that one sex, they don't know actually which one, was roughly 45% larger than the other. I assume that would be the mommy, would be the bigger one, but they don't know specifically.
How do they not know?
I don't know.
You can tell, like...
Yeah.
Birthing and stuff usually, typically. Yeah,
there's a way I think you can tell the gender of a lot of them. I think it depends on which bones you find, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't found, like, I'm assuming it's pelvic bones and stuff.
But, like, yeah, like you know that Allosaurus Big Al? We know it was a male.
Yeah.
We know it wasn't Alice, so, as far as we know, I believe, so.
Interesting.
So, I don't know why, but yeah, one of them is bigger than the other.
Maybe those are just the pregnant ones.
So many eggs just filled up.
Right? Just full of eggs. Either that or they were the ones who just ate and they were stuffed full of omelets.
Oh, that's true. I mean, look, omelets, they do have a lot of... egg whites have a lot of... What am I thinking of? I don't eat healthy. I haven't had an omelet
healthy?
Since
What's
I was...
That?
I haven't had an omelet since ever, I don't think. I don't think I've ever had an omelet in my life. They kind of look good, though.
Healthy food? What?
Yeah, yeah. I do like... I mean, like those omelets from Ratatouille that the rat made at one point at the beginning, they look kind of good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, has anything ever really tasted as good as animated food looks?
Yeah. What's your favorite anime? This is unrelated to the show, but it's...
Some
pizza and Goofy
pizza.
Movie's pretty good,
yeah.
Or the one in, what was it, the waffles in All Dogs Go to Heaven? Remember when she went, like, have you ever seen that?
It's been a long time.
But you remember, like, when she was with the family that was going to adopt her, and they got these waffles, and they pressed them on the, it's animated so good.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, all the sandwiches from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, the bugs from Lion King look surprisingly delicious. The one that
they crunch.
The one that he slurps. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Come on, sorry, bugs. I think you know. Look, take me back to that. I think, like, obviously it was a herbivore, but most of them, like, go beyond their diet a little bit if the time calls for it. I think we've seen, like, deer eating nips of a carcass or something, just get some iron, you know.
Exactly.
So maybe could eat some of those bugs.
I've told you about game where that Chastosaurus started
eats you.
Yeah,
I mean, look,
sure, that totally wasn't programmed to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get hungry for the other white meat.
Right. other white meat.
The other
indeed.
Green vegetable?
What?
The other green vegetable?
Yeah, the eggplant?
Yeah.
Yeah, mommy.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That took me an extra second. I said green plant, and I was thinking purple.
Henry, what are you scratching for? You're ruining the recording.
That's the jingles telling us to mommy is calling us for dinner.
Okay, we better end it soon here. So let's see. Here's some of the diet though. Like, I was both a browser and a grazer because it had. I guess they found from its stomach it had diet consisting of fibrous plants, wood, rotting wood, tree bark, leaves, branches, ferns, angiosperms, and possibly grasses. How can that be? Wikipedia? You should know better. Grasses? Dinosaurs? One of the big facts of dinosaur knowledge is that grass was not a thing back then.
Yeet.
Who wrote this paper?
Jack Horner.
Probably. Hold on. Okay, let's see. Hold on. It's like, it's references. 23. Karen Shin.
Karen!
The paleobotanical implications of herbivorous dinosaur coprolites in the Upper Cretaceous II Medicine Formation of Montana. Why eat wood? Oh, again, mommy, okay. So,
mommy eats
wood. But still, Karen, grasses, how dare you?
Grasses, unbelievable.
It wouldn't be grass.
Maybe she was trying to frame Jack Horner.
It's like, look how dumb he is.
Exactly.
In this paper that I wrote.
Yeah.
And published. He described it, so this is his fault.
Exactly. He's the one who said it, and I'm just, it was a quote. She was just quoting him, that's all. Yeah. She just didn't cite it properly.
Okay, so speaking of, like the Greek goddess Maya, good mother is where it got its name from. So, and like I said, it uses the feminine form of Sora. So, yeah. I do have an idea if I ever put, well, I'll mention this later on when I talk about my books at the end of the episode. Uh-huh. Well, I can mention it now, whatever.
Yeah, mention it now.
Okay, so I don't have a Maya Sora in my books, at least not that I recall, at least as a main dinosaur, but I would like to have one as a character if I ever go back to the world. And have it be a trans man to have some diversity. And so he says, I actually identify as a Myasaurus, is what he says. He's a dude, and that way,
that's awesome.
That way it can be inferred that he is a trans man. Because
awesome.
I want to have diversity and inclusion in my books. Now, obviously, you can't have different races and dinosaurs, but in the magazine books, there's a gay couple and there's a straight couple.
Exactly.
So.
That's a good way to get it. That's the part I was just thinking that, too. It's a perfect way to do it, you know, with the male. Myasaurus would
they call themselves as a Myasaurus.
Exactly. Well, it reminds me of was it Francis from A Bug's Life?
Oh yeah,
male ladybug.
Yeah,
say yeah, something
good.
Like that. Yeah,
I think he was. Yeah, he was meant to be. He just kept getting mistaken for a lady, but he had a lot of feminine qualities too.
Exactly. He could pull it off.
He probably go. His pronouns are probably he/she. So
maybe he was a trans ladybug.
Yeah, maybe or she was a trans lady.
Exactly.
Pronouns. I know that's scary people with pronouns. Ooh, pronouns. He, she, they, yourself, bitch. Bitch can't be a pronoun. You ever said like bitch be crazy? That's a pronoun there.
Right, yeah.
Or like
it's true.
Or it's like I've used dude as a pronoun. I used it just literally today on Twitter when I posted a quote from someone that was like, dude got it right, or something. It was like,
exactly.
Dude knows what he's talking about. It's like pronoun. Dude's a pronoun.
Dude is becoming more of like a gender neutral pronoun.
Oh, it's been a gender neutral pronoun, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody goes by dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's a dude.
Sort of like bro. I also think cis should be or girl could be a gender neutral. Like, girl, please.
Totally.
If you said that to me, I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah, except me neither. Same.
Girl, please. Anyways, let's write Maya Sora.
Especially as long as it's mommy sort of telling us.
Yeah,
that.
Maya Sora, girl, please.
Girl,
stop
please.
Teasing me, man. With those grasses you're
bring
chewing.
Bring those eggs. Bring out that omelet.
Yeah.
Maybe they like their eggs poached.
Right, Maya Sora 1 out of 65 billion. Right at 33 million because of the honkers. That's what
I was just going to say. Yeah, if
the four boobies in 33, like a cow, you know? 33 million, so.
Guess you can't rate it to 69 million.
No,
huh?
No.
Darn, that's too many.
That's too.
Can we do
6 million.
Can we reactivate that one time machine and we go forward 4 million years and then we can rate it like that?
Or we could just, you know, not care. 69 million. Who cares?
69 million.
anything remotely 6. Sexual.
69 million.
Oh, of course. But that's a really bad rating.
Well, wait, no. Well, it might be a bad rating, but.
There's an egg in the middle.
Because, you know this is how it's supposed to work. There's a period in between. The period could be, the Cretaceous period.
Oh, good. I was really afraid where you were going there.
Yeah, no, I was as I was halfway
period.
Through that, I realized it was too late to stop.
I thought you were going to say like it was one of their eggs. It was like in between them was like an egg.
Oh.
Like a period, anyway.
Food play.
Ah! All right, that's it for this week. You don't get a hold of the show, you can contact me. PaleLightsPodcast@gmail.com, PaleLightsPod on Twitter, and PaleLightsPodcast on Instagram. You can find me on social media at MatthewDonaldCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDonald64 on Twitter, and MatthewDonald64 everywhere else, like Instagram, TikTok. If you want to find Lawrence, good luck.
Yep.
He goes on time adventures. And
if you need a new sugar son for a sugar mommy,
just send me a message.
A special link.
through the thing, through the message, I'll get to him, and he'll eventually respond.
Yeah.
The nice thing about you is you are dependable. Eventually.
Yeah, exactly. It just depends on how long the messages take to pass through time and space to get to me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. I mean, the Those Triceratops were not very good at passing along my mail.
Oh, of course. They did.
Exactly. Probably because they didn't have hands.
Yeah. That's true. They kept skewering it with their horns.
Exactly.
And like, there's a big chunk of this letter missing.
Exactly. And then they try to give it to me, but, you know, their horns wouldn't fit through the cages. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have a book series on Amazon. Like I said, Megazook available for print and Kindle. I'm fairly certain there's no Myasaur in it, but hold on. I can check here because I actually have a list of all the dinosaurs that I have in my books. Let's see, hold on. Oh, nope, it looks like it is not, because it's only sent around two times, once here at the bottom with that, and then not down here with a list of all the dinosaurs and other prehistoric animals I use in my books. You can see this list, it's a lot.
That is a lot. Yeah, that is a very long list.
And this
there.
Is not any repeats, so any characters that are like repeats, like that are in all the books, I don't list them again for these are just all the new characters in each book that are the new species introduced.
That is a lot of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every character is a different species. So.
Well, I mean, what episode number is this already?
This is like the 230s or something.
230s or something, yeah. There's not even 230 dinosaurs listed there.
Yeah, maybe 220s.
And there's so many more.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's hundreds.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of prehistoric animals. There's thousands of prehistoric animals. There's millions.
Exactly.
The show will never end.
Ever.
Until we discover the last one. And then, until I cover the last one, and then someone discovers a new one, I'm like, damn it! We must
keep going. Exactly. You'll have the last one covered, you'll be like, this is the last episode of the show, and 3 months later, it'll come out, and be like, oh, great.
Out of retirement, here we go.
Bring everything out of dust and mothballs.
All right, well, that's it for this week. Say the end of your episode of Paleo Bites. Mommy, I guess?
Yeah, mommy!
Mommy, I've been a bad boy.
Please don't spank me.
Please don't put me. Please give me eggs. Wait, no.
How about some nice warm milk?
Feed me milk and cycad leaves and not grass, though. You know.
Feed me, mommy.
Feed me. Oh, God Almighty.